Hi, Liz Gleeson here. I'm a grief therapist and curator of the podcast Shapes of Grief. Thank you to Mental Health Ireland for inviting me to say a few words to you about surviving grief at Christmas time. So at any time of the year, grief can be absolutely brutal, and the volume on that can go up at Christmas. There are ways that we can perhaps make it a little bit easier on ourselves. And what I have to offer you here are just suggestions. They may or may not suit you, so take what's helpful and let go of the rest. So if you've been bereaved this year, particularly this year, I truly am sorry. I think there's a whole other layer of difficulty that COVID-19 has brought to us, particularly those of us who are bereaved. So do mind yourselves. There's no right or wrong way of doing Christmas when we're going through grief. But there are some things that we can consider. So firstly, to say grief is absolutely normal. It's absolutely normal. When we love, we lose, we grieve. There's no other way about it. So if you find yourself crying a lot, getting angry, maybe experiencing high levels of anxiety, that really is normal, particularly following a bereavement or significant life event. How do we deal with the grief? You know, many of us try to avoid it. We run from it. We stay busy. We drink, smoke too much, eat too much. The only way to really get through grief is to grieve. It's to turn towards the grief rather than running away from it and make space for those difficult emotions. So, you know, somebody said to me recently, somebody who's grieving, who's bereaved, said, well, I just, you know, forget about him for the day and try and have a really good Christmas. And I said, well, is that realistic? Is it realistic to pretend they never existed for a day? You know, it's much more realistic to acknowledge the presence of their absence. It's much more realistic to acknowledge the pain and the grief of them not being with you on Christmas Day or Hanukkah or whenever you celebrate. So although it can be painful and we can resist it, to turn towards our negative or difficult emotions generally will bring us much more relief and much less suffering in the long run. So
profound loss can rock our inner world. It's confusing, life-altering, and often scary. You've probably already figured out that there are no stages of grief. But are there other models, theories, tools, or practices that can help us to navigate the grieving process? To learn more, visit shapesofgrief.com. As Liz says, the more people who are grief-trained, the more supportive and compassionate our society will be. And that will make life so much better for anyone coping with loss and grief. Now, let's get you back to the podcast.
So if it's anxiety or sorrow, or fear or anger, can we actually just turn towards it and be with it? We aren't our emotions. I am not grief. I am not anxiety. I am not fear. These are emotions that come into me, that I experience for a period of time, and then they leave. Like the weather, you know, the storm comes, it rages for a while, it moves on. And, you know, most people do report that when they turn towards their feelings and allow them to rock through their body, they will feel a lot of relief afterwards. It's okay to say no. It's okay to set boundaries. If you do not want to go to your parents' house or your in-laws or your children's house, it's really okay to say no. It's okay to say not this year. This is not what I want to do. But equally, I would say if you're saying no to everything, maybe just keep an eye on that. It's okay to say yes also. So if you're someone who's prone to feeling isolated or lonely, maybe look at what part are you playing in that. Could I say yes and you know, risk showing up somewhere else? Worst case scenario, you can go home early. But the main message is it's okay to say no, it's okay to have boundaries, and it's okay to say yes too. There can be a lot of things around Christmas that we can't control. Christmas cards coming in, that can be a real trigger for us when we receive Christmas cards saying, Happy Christmas, and someone we love has just died. It can feel really insensitive, and we can feel, how are they wishing us a happy Christmas when I'm the saddest I've ever been in my life. So there are certain things that we can't control, but there are other things we can control, you know, like saying no, like organizing to meet the people we know we can be ourselves with, whether through the laughter or the tears. You know, it's good to be around people who you don't have to put on the face for. And even at that, you don't have to put on a face for anyone. I know some of us feel like we do, but truly we can really give ourselves permission to just be as we are on the day. And whether other people are able for that or not is really their problem, not yours. It's true to say that the anticipation of these big days can be infinitely worse than the day itself. The day itself is just a few hours, and most people report, you know, it wasn't so bad, it wasn't as bad as I thought. Most people will say that it's the weeks and the days leading up to Christmas or leading up to an anniversary that can be much worse than the day itself. So do bear that in mind. What can you do to ease the anticipation, ease the anxiety that might be there, and make it just a little bit more peaceful and easeful for you? The day itself probably will be okay. Make space for the full spectrum of emotions. You know, rather than putting the bar up here and saying he'd want us to be happy or we have to have a good day for the children, how about just bringing down the bar? Let it be a good enough day. Yes, there might be some anger. Yes, I might be angsty. Yes, I might feel anxiety. Yes, I might cry a lot. That's okay. Maybe just lower the bar on the expectations and let it just be good enough rather than perfect. And just to finish up, I'd like to say a little word of warning for New Year's. Often people get through Christmas, they survive the day, they feel a sense of relief, and then New Year comes along and we can be hijacked with quite a tremendous amount of grief. And the reason for that is the passage of time can really have quite an impact on us. So if our loved one died in 2020, what does it mean to be entering 2021? For some of us, it can mean leaving them behind in the year in which they died, and that can feel very painful. But we know in grief that death ends a life, it doesn't end a relationship. We carry forward our relationships. We just have to find new ways of relating to the loved ones that we have who have died. So bring them forward with you, but do be aware that sometimes the turning of the year can catch us by surprise. So I wish you well these holidays. I hope they're good enough. I hope you can find moments of peace amongst your grief and even moments of joy. For many of us, year one, it's just about surviving it. So if you get to your next breath and survive that, that's to be celebrated. That's good enough. Lower the bar, be gentle with yourselves, and mind yourselves this Christmas. Take care.